I have told you this, Jesus said to his disciples, so that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be complete. In our prayer, you know, we priests and we faculty and parents and relatives, we hope our joy is in you tonight. That this is a happy time for you, reflecting on your years at St. Mary Academy, all you've learned, all you've accomplished, how you've grown. That makes us happy. And we just hope our joy is in you. Of course, that's what we've been hoping for you ever since you showed up at St. Mary Academy the very first day. Remember your first day here? Remember the first time you walked into that school? I bet you do. And you know, there were a lot of hopes and dreams and prayers being prayed for you then. You know, our number one prayer at that time, in fact, it's something that's been prayed for you ever since the day you were baptized. Our prayer, and the reason we did all we could to bring you through St. Mary Academy, is so that you could go to heaven. That's our number one hope for you. That through your faith and knowledge in Jesus Christ, that you will know the way to heaven. Because heaven's a happy place. It's a joyful place. Jesus is there, living in the joy of the love of God, the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit. And that love and joy just pouring out over everybody, all the saints in heaven, and even enough to spill out onto this earth. We want you to ultimately and finally know the joy, the happiness of eternal life. Now, there are a lot of other joys along the way. I've been noticing some of your accomplishments here. The awards you got, my goodness, they're pages. They go goes on for pages and pages. My goodness, you've accomplished a lot in these years. And I hope you found joy in that. Of course, all the teachers wanted you to come to joy in the things that you know, in the things that you've learned, to have joy in learning. And that as you go from here, you know, you'll deepen that joy by deepening your knowledge. You know, we want you to come to know something, a little bit of something about everything, and maybe everything about something. Because there's joy in being a person of deep knowledge and capability and using that knowledge for others. Being able to use the gifts you have for other people. You know, you've done all kind of service projects while you were here, haven't you? And that's because we wanted you to know that there's real joy in serving others, serving Christ, and serving others in Him. You have some gifts that other people need, and there really is joy in sharing your gifts. We've wanted you to know that. Joy in growing. You know, you're a whole lot bigger and a whole lot stronger and a whole lot more physically developed than you were when you first walked into St. Mary Academy, aren't you? And there's joy in that. Becoming, you know, the physical person that God made you to be. We've wanted you to know that joy and that you'll continue to grow in that joy as you go on through school and on through life. But wherever you find joy in learning and service, there's the highest joy in knowing the source of life and joy that is God. And we've wanted you to know how to find and be able to be in touch with the eternal source of life and joy so that you could live what Jesus calls an abundant life. You know, every Thursday just about, they lined you up over there and marched you over to church, to the school mass. That's because we Catholic Christians have discovered that the source of life and joy is here for us. And we find it even better when we are with other people who are getting in touch with that source of life and love and joy. Getting in touch with that source of abundant life, you know, we call prayer. We wanted you to know how to do it. And we're ones, you know, that have learned that we touch the source of life and love and joy in God when we do it together. You know, we Catholics are good at praying together. I mean, you stand together, you kneel together, you say things together, you sing things together. You know, that unites us in our reaching out for the blessings. That is the happiness that comes from knowing Jesus. And you know, in Advent, Lent, they lined you up over there and you marched over here to go to confession, you know. Because we've learned that, you know, when you get disconnected from that source of life and love and joy, there's a way to get reconnected with God, with faith in Jesus. There's always a priest there to help you do that too. And now, no longer are they going to line you up and march you to church for mass, confession, or anything like that. We hope that you've come to grow in the ability to take responsibility for your own faith, for your own happiness, for your own life. You're going to grow some more in these years of high school, maybe college and university, and grow in that love and life through the years of family life and service. We just wanted you to know it, to know how to be happy in the Lord. We are from time to time here, but eternally in heaven, Jesus said, he tells us what he tells us so that his joy might be in us and that our joy may be complete. So, take responsibility for your happiness. Keep on learning. Keep on serving. Keep on praying. And that includes keeping on singing. You know, St. Augustine said, those who sing well pray twice. Because, you know, Christians sing. Because we've learned that singing and singing our prayer doubles our contact with the source of life and love. Learn how to pray more deeply. Learn how to sing more joyfully. And stay in touch with the joy of Jesus as you go on your way from here, along the way that leads to God and to eternal life and love and joy. We're going to keep on praying that you'll be on that way, that you know the way, that you'll know Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.